Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
A lot more workers will be getting year-end bonuses. We'll talk with John Challenger.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. More American workers will be getting bonuses at the end of this year thanks to an improving economy and higher corporate profits. That's according to a new survey from outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. Joining us to talk about the survey is Challenger Gray & Christmas Chief Executive Officer John Challenger. John, the survey polled around 100 human resources executives last month. So what is the percentage of HR execs who say their companies will be awarding bonuses this year?
Two-thirds of HR executives said they plan to award some type of year-end bonus or gift, and that was up from just about half last year in the same survey.
And the percentage of companies not planning to award some kind of bonus is down, correct?
That's also improved. Just 30% said there would be no year-end award of any type, and that was down from 44% in 2015.
Why don't you go into why exactly more employers are planning to award holiday bonuses?
The economy's been improving steadily since the Great Recession ended in 2010. Last year was no exception. As the economy improves, employers rely increasingly on bonuses and other perks to hold on to their valuable employees.
I think that's especially true in a labor market like today where employees are harder to come by.
It's true. Unemployment is very low. Companies are losing people who today, not only because it's a strong labor market, because it's so much easier online to find jobs, some of their best employees are often wooed by other companies, often move. Looking for ways to tie them to the company is always a good idea, and money is just one of those things that says to people, you're valuable.
So it seems to me like companies that may not otherwise be inclined to award bonuses would nevertheless do it because they have a hard time finding and holding on to employees.
Well, certainly that's one of the reasons. It doesn't mean that companies aren't don't care about their employees, aren't trying to build goodwill, trying to create stickiness for their employees to stay. And in fact, it's not always money. Some companies give out gift baskets and gift cards and other kinds of presents that show their people that the company cares about them. But it is up right now, and it's up because the labor market's tight, and then there's an investment side to this.
John, what kind of bonuses are most likely to be awarded to employees this year? You touched upon some of them. Is it cash or gift cards or gift baskets? What?
Well, we found that 15% of employers provide a non-monetary gift to employees, like, say, a gift basket or an extra vacation day. Another 11% give very small monetary awards, like, say, 100 or less. 40% give larger monetary awards. That may vary year to year, and worker to worker can be based not only on that individual's performance, but also the company's performance.
I'm speaking with John Challenger, who's the CEO of Challenger Gray & Christmas, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with John Challenger of Challenger Gray & Christmas. John, getting back to the bonuses, How big are the bonuses likely to be, according to this survey?
Well, most companies that give the larger monetary awards are giving bonuses somewhere in the 1 month to 3 month range for those individuals. That's usually about 10 to 25%. For most people, that means bonuses in the three- and four-figure kinds of numbers when it is a monetary bonus.
According to the survey, what percentage of businesses giving monetary bonuses based them on overall company performance?
Right now, 40% of companies base it on the performance of the company and the individual in this case, but they're looking at these bonuses not as a traditional Christmas bonus or holiday bonus, but they're really variable pay and pay for performance. The company then can move their compensation levels up for a company and the individual based on just wanting to make sure that their top employees are paid best, and in good years they get paid more.
Now, with profits on the rise, what percentage of companies are upping their year-end bonuses?
This year, 18% of the survey's respondents said their companies were upping that year-end bonus. Most employers, however, 73%, plan to keep bonus levels unchanged from last year.
But still, it's a good sign that they are awarding bonuses as opposed to fewer companies shelling out these bonuses at the end of the year.
It really is a good sign. And companies have had a good year. The latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that third quarter profits of nearly $1.7 trillion were up 5.2% from the same period a year ago. So part of this just is the fact that companies are doing well, their profit margins are higher, and they're sharing some of those gains with their employees. There's always that implicit other side of that promise, and that is in bad years, the bonuses won't be so good.
But is this part of an upsurge? Is this part of a positive trend? Have we seen this, going up the past few years?
We have seen the move towards more variable pay, and this year-end bonus is one of the core ways that variable pay gets doled out to people, is that companies know that they can't just keep rising their core salaries every year to higher and higher levels, especially taking big jumps there. So that what they do is they move compensation, total compensation, up and down through these year-end bonuses.
John Challenger, Chief Executive Officer of Challenger, Gray & Christmas, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.